I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. The State House is considering a bill that would raise the age for locking up children accused of a crime. Under current law, children as young as 10 can be detained. Some lawmakers want to raise that to 13. But Ashley Wright with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office says there are few alternatives to hold dangerous kids.
The kids that we're talking about are usually accused of very violent offenses, and we can't get them into shelter and youth services. We don't know if we can require a foster home to take these youths. And the other problem that we would have is that the licensing standard for youth emergency services, the minimum age for shelters is 14.
Last year, authorities jailed 120 kids between the ages of 10 and 13. Supporters of the legislation say time spent in detention causes trauma and increases the likelihood of committing another crime. In other news, local elections were held across Illinois Tuesday, but in many counties, including Champaign County, turnout was just a fraction of registered voters at 13%. So why are Americans less likely to cast their ballot in an off-cycle election? Anna Casey explains.
It's not unusual to see voter turnout percentages in the teens during local elections. The national average is only about 25%. That's according to Tom Holbrook, a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Speaking on the 21st show, he says turnout wasn't always this low in the U.S., though.
Beginning in the early 1900s, you saw reform movement for local elections to be held outside of congressional and presidential elections, and also for local elections to be nonpartisan rather than partisan elections.
Holbrook says this was an effort to break up the political machine in some urban areas. But changing the timing of elections and taking party affiliations off the ballot has contributed to the country's generally low voter turnout in local elections over the last century. I'm Anna Casey.
Illinois joined five other states and the District of Columbia in suing the Department of Agriculture. The lawsuit says USDA weakened nutritional standards in school breakfasts and lunches when it relaxed the requirements affecting salt and refined grains last year. The lawsuit in Manhattan federal court asked a judge to overturn the changes, saying they were carried out in an arbitrary and capricious manner. The changes go against nutritional requirements for school meals set by Congress. I'm Dan Klufstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois residents can now review the number of lead service lines in their community's water system. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency's director, John Kim, announced this week the agency has launched an online tool that allows residents to download the reports about their local water system. The report details the types of materials that make up water distribution grids. For one example, the Rend Lake Inner City Water System reported 8 copper lines that were soldered with lead in 2018. Community water systems have until April 15th to submit calendar 2018 data. The EPA estimates that Illinois has 3.7 million water lines. Of those, roughly 415,000 are made of lead. About 319,000 are made of copper and potentially contain lead solder. Marion voters elected a new mayor for the first time in more than 50 years this week. Amelia Blakely has more.
For Mike Apsher's entire life, Bob Butler was the mayor. But then Butler stepped down, and for the first time in Apsher's life, his dream job could become a reality. And it has.
The prospect of being elected is a little, like I said, it's a little bit surreal, but it's exciting at the same time.
Apsher says he is proud of his campaign, specifically because he didn't run negative ads and did not criticize his opponents. Apsher plans to reopen the Illinois Center Mall, revitalize older sections of the city, and revamp Marion's image to visitors.
That's WSIU's Amelia Blakely reporting. And I'm Jennifer Fuller.